NFL start against the Jets? Is that tape you just want to throw away, or is it funny to see how far you come?
Oh, no, it's fun to look at, and to, I remember it. I mean, I got to remember that one. I threw my first touchdown, there. So, I mean, I can't forget it, it's definitely not the same, same me. It's not our same team, nothing is similar, so you can't really watch it. But, it's definitely going to be there forever.
As much as you threw your first career touchdown pass in that game, this year you've been responsible for a few guys getting their first career touchdown. Did you get a thrill out of that?
Oh, man, yes, because I remember how exciting it was, when I threw the ball to Streeter and I saw him run in. First of all, I couldn't believe that the game was that fast. The first time I saw him run, I was like, he got there pretty quick, and then he threw the ball in the stands, but he ended up getting it back for me. But, I think when I see those guys score, I'm just so happy for him because I know what it meant to me.
When you look back and see that game, what areas do you feel you've made the biggest improvement?
I don't know the area, but I just say the game has slowed down so much that, I'm not out there just at the snap like, I think I know what I'm doing. I play more confidently because the game has slowed down. That comes with experience. That's just going to happen naturally. But I'd say that, that's probably the area where the game has slowed down has made the biggest impact.
How different are they with Todd Bowles as the coach as opposed to Rex Ryan? I mean, they came at you with every blitz they could throw at you, and then these guys similar in that way? A lot of the personnel is the same old.
I mean, I would assume that, the goal in this league is to get after quarterbacks. I would assume that, like any team, they're going to try and blitz and, get after the quarterback, especially they have a great front seven, as we know. I've played against both the corners, the secondary. I know how talented this defense is. So, they honestly, if Coach Bowles would say, hey, we want to do this, they're going to do that really good. If we want to do this, they're going to do that really good. So, we'll be ready for anything.
Are they doing similar stuff to what he did in Arizona? Is it similar to what you saw last year?
You can see some things, but I mean, knowing how smart he is and how smart that defense is, those players are, he can do anything with them, honestly. So it's not just one set thing. He can throw whatever at them and they can handle it.
Going to make a run at this thing, you have to stack some wins together, get on a roll, get on a streak. What's it going to take for that to happen?
Man, just to keep doing what we're doing. I think that the biggest thing that came out of last week is, obviously getting the win is we sat back and said, honestly, we just went out there and said, hey, we're just going to do our job and do it confidently. And as long as we can, continue to build that confidence, continue to see that, hey, as long as we just do our job and take care of our business, the other stuff will handle itself, then that's what we need to do.
When you guys went back and watched film Monday, specifically on Amari's touchdown right before half, one of the things that people were talking about afterwards was Rodney.
Yeah.
Did that elicit any kind of response from you guys when you watched it, or is that just something you've come to expect from him, that type of...
Yeah, well, we definitely expect it. We definitely expect that from him. But when it did happen and, Coach Del Rio played it, everyone was going crazy for him. Because you just see someone that big running that fast. I'm happy I don't play defense. I'd rather be on this side of him, than having to try and take that block on.
When you see guys, Penn was down there as well, when you see your offensive lineman giving that effort, I mean, you want that, but you don't always see that. Oh. Is that a signal that guys are buying in and fully selling out for what's being?
You're exactly right. They believe in what they're doing. When people believe in what they're doing, you'll see great efforts. And I truly believe that. So I truly believe that on that play they believed in what they were doing, and you saw a great effort by them.
Did you see it on the field? Or were you?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I ran right up to Rodney. I think I put my hands up maybe a little too early when Amari caught the ball, but I ran right to Rodney. Stuck my hand out, which was a bad idea because he was so fired up. He hit it pretty good, but I went right to him and said that was awesome.
On the deep pass to Amari, was that kind of chance that you were willing to take on a third down situation than you would earlier?
You never know in my head. You know when I'm standing back there, you never know. Keep you on your toes, but I think in that kind of situation, that's one where Amari ran a great route off the corner, and if they would have played a little different, maybe I wouldn't have thrown it. But I knew that Amari was going to have a one-on-one chance, and so literally I threw him a one-on-one ball, and just gave it, tried to put in a spot where he could make the best play at it, and it was amazing. He did.
Is it nice to finally see Amari celebrate after a touchdown? Before, kind of like it was, like you said, he complained about what he didn't do before, and now he actually showed some emotion.
Yeah, it was nice for him to come out of his shell about 1%. You know, that was nice. You know, I think that, you know, as he continues to, you know, play and continues to gain confidence and all those things, which he's already confident, but I think that he'll open up a little more. But I don't know about too much more. You know, I think that that's just his personality.
Has your trust factor in Cooper and really all of these guys, has it increased the more that you work with them? Because it seems like there are times you're throwing, before they break, you're throwing deep balls where somebody has to make a play, or maybe you look foolish. You talk about how that's increased.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that play was going to go one of two ways. Either, you know, we were all going to cheer, or I was going to get cussed out, you know. You know, and that's the risk I was willing to take. You know, I trust him. You know, I trust in all my guys. You know, I trust in that front, in the O-line. I trust in my backs to pick up blitzes, all those things. You know, I think as we continue to play together, the trust will just continue to skyrocket.
A lot of talk in the offseason about changing the culture and all that, but if you guys don't come out of the gate and get wins, that might start questioning. How much have these wins that you guys have been able to get validated, everything that you guys are doing?
Well, that's why we put all the work in, you know, football-wise. You know, that's why we put all the work in, is to, you know, win. You know, trust me, I don't ever go into a game wanting to lose. You know, that I can promise you that. So whenever you go in and put all that work in, all the time, all the stuff with the weight room, all the hours you get up early in the morning when your wife and little guy are still asleep, you know, and you want to sleep too, you know, all that stuff is to win football games. And so, you know, we believe in what coaches are telling us, and we're just going to continue to do that, and hopefully it'll bring more wins.
Derek, in your short time in the league, you've been really, really good in the red zone. Against San Diego, you had to settle for some field goals that rather have touchdowns, obviously.
Yes.
What are you going to have to do to get better in the red zone as you move forward?
Yeah, it's especially against this group, it's tough. You know, they're a great defense. We all know it. They're a great defense, but, you know, we're confident in what we do. You know, our coaches are putting a plan together that we feel confident about, and, you know, we're going to go out and just try and attack just like we always do.
What's it been like working with Coach Downing?
Oh, man.
Especially that relationship, given that it's still pretty new.
It's been great, man. Him and I we're so close. You know, we are, you know, texting each other all the time, talking about football, talking about life. You know, he's a great guy to have in that room, and I love him, and, you know, I can't say enough good things about having him.
A couple more for Derek, guys.
We talk about,
you know, Amari kind of staying in that shell, but do you see anything from him this week? You know, a chance to go up against a guy like Darrell Revis. Do you see anything out of him where he's looking forward to a matchup like that?
To be honest, no. You know, he's always the same guy. You know, just like we saw him walk by, quiet, and just going about his business. That's what he does. You know, now he'll joke around here and there and all that, but, you know, you don't see a heightened sense of urgency or anything. He's the same guy, and I think that's what kind of makes him great.
Have you watched the New England film to prepare for Revis? Because you went after what, six times?
Oh, I'm glad I didn't know that. You know, I usually don't. You know, I just try and watch him on film and, you know, watch that whole defense, because they got a good one on the other side, and they got a great nickel. They got a lot of great guys. So, you know, I try and prepare for every game the same way I prepare for, you know, the last team I played against.
Derek, last before one the here. Season, I don't think a lot of people would have looked at week 8 at the schedule and said, you know, Raiders, Jets, that's going to be one of the marquee games. But really, here we are, and here it is. Can you speak to the unpredictability of
that's the NFL, right? You know, you never know. You know, to us, you know, we knew it was going to be that way, you know, on our side of it. But, you know, it's just one of those games, man, where we're going to go out there and compete our tails off and, you know, hopefully look forward to a great home crowd.